first, Abby, tell me about why there was a need for this sort of a talk to happen.
So the last several weeks, I've been getting a lot of calls and emails from farmers in different areas saying that they're going to have some preventive planting. And they're looking for options for cover crops on those acres to help kind of prepare the soil for next year. So basically what we did is we took the top areas where we were getting calls and getting feedback from different farmers, from the commodity groups, from consultants, where we might need to do some of these cover crops on preventive planting acres, CAFE talks.
And so, Abby, from a soil health perspective, what are the benefits of putting a cover crop on soil that isn't going to be planted? As you and I both know, it's not good just to let that ground sit.
Right. I mean, I think for one, it's weed control. So Joe Eichley at NDSU would probably really like that I say that, because we're looking at acres that would have no crops on them to compete with weed pressures. And so if we can put something out there to compete with weed pressures alone, I think that that's going to be a win. But the other thing we can do with a full season cover crop is that we can get some structure built in those soils. We can keep it covered to reduce erosion. We can manage the moisture not only from the surface like you would with tillage, but deeper down to where the roots extend to, and dry that profile out and get it ready for next year. So I think there's a lot we can do with a full season cover crop and just getting that land ready for crops next year.
Well, and two, in general, it's going to be, like you alluded to, important to inform farmers on those soils that maybe have been a little too wet, a little too long this spring. Any implications in general from a soil health perspective that we need to watch out for?
I think one thing we need to consider when we're looking at these PP acres is what is your crop going to be next year? And so when you're selecting cover crops, make sure that you're picking species that aren't going to interfere with your crop planting next year. So for example, if you are going to go to soybean next year, you probably don't need a legume in that mix this year. And because you don't need that nitrogen built up. So you can save money on the seed. You can not put a legume as part of that component. And you're going to soybean next year. But if you're going to go to corn next year, then you might want to put a legume in there and start building up some nitrogen in that soil and hopefully have it released for the next year's crop. So, I think there's a lot of things that we can do to really target our goals on those acres before the next crop and to mainly just keep the soil covered. I mean, we've seen so much erosion already this spring, on acres that just got planted where the crop hasn't emerged. And we need to get something out there to cover those acres so that when it dries out and the wind picks up, that the soils aren't blowing away.
And so, Abby, remind us of where these talks are going to be held and what farmers can expect if they plan on attending.
So we have all the information posted, or we will post it on the NDSU Soil Health webpage. So June 17th, we have CAFE talks in both Valley City and also Castleton. So we're in Castleton in the morning from 9:30 to 11 on June 17th, and we'll be at the Governor's Inn. Joe Eichley, Marisol Berti, Dave Franz, and I will all be there to have basically a discussion on cover crops that could be used. And then that afternoon from 12:30 to 2, we'll be in Valley City on June 17th at the Ag Country Farm Credit Services. And again, all of us will be there. And then the following day, June 18th, from 10:30 in the morning till 12:30, we'll be in Gwinner. And Joe Eichley, Dave Franz, and I will be there to talk about any issues, like say you applied fertilizer for corn and you didn't get corn planted this year. Well, how can you tie up that nitrogen and keep it for following years? And then on June 20th, we'll do our final one over in Jamestown from 11 to 12:30 at IDK Bar and Grill. And Joe and Marisol and I will be there to kind of talk through some options. So these will be exactly like the other CAFE talks, where you show up, bring some ideas, bring information about a field, bring some information on your herbicide residual that you may have in that field so that Joe can help you avoid planting cover crops that may not grow because of that residual. Talk with your insurance provider before you show up to have some information on what you can and can't do. We've asked different insurance providers to join us as well. So they'll be there to kind of guide the discussion too and say, oh, you can't do that, or, oh, that's a great idea, that then you'll be fine with your PP payment. So it'll be a really good discussion, pretty laid back, come and go as you need. And of course, we'll have lunch and coffee and muffins at each of them.